unemployment under both Biden and Trump has been at record low levels.
Okay, is this in regards for American citizens?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm unaware of that statistic, but from what I see, from what I can
see, I'm an immigrant and an American, and I employ many American citizens, both naturalized and the ones born here. I employ Americans.
My parents came as immigrants and became naturalized, so I'm not necessarily opposed to immigrants.
So you're the child of immigrants.
Correct. I'm a child of immigrants. I was born
here. But you
here.
Don't accept that immigrants are Americans.
Not at this moment.
So your parents are not Americans.
Not at this moment.
So hold on. Your parents are not Americans.
They're citizens. They became naturalized.
You just said you can't be citizens by being naturalized.
No, I was born here, and I'm not opposed to naturalization.
Right? But are your parents?
Against naturalization.
Are you against naturalization?
No, I never said I was against
naturalization. You began. Everyone was here. They can play it back on YouTube. You said Americans or immigrants. Are your parents Americans or immigrants?
No, my parents are United States citizens.
But they're immigrants, you said.
No, they came here as immigrants. However, but so they I want to make the claim you that we cannot
I came
even,
here as an immigrant. I'm an immigrant.
But at this point, when they came, the United States
economy... People aren't happy with the way this is going for you.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon, in 3, 2...
The Rubicon with James Lewis. We are the preeminent healthcare media platform serving the urban culture on HR Voices Sirius XM 141. It is always a pleasure to be with you broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and now on Landstate Plus about the profound impact healthcare has on individuals and communities. I'm a little late to the party checking out this Jubilee episode with Mehdi Hasan, a very popular influencer who does all of the debate shows for political geopolitics, like Piers Morgan, Candace Owens. And I think the title of it is 20 Conservatives versus him. So he's going up against a bunch of kids, basically a bunch of young people like in their early 20s. And all conservatives, some of them identify as fascists. I'm not saying that conservatives are fascists. They self-identify, which is probably not a good idea, because I think a couple of those people had some repercussions for some of the things that they said on the show. If you're going to go on stage, you have to remember that this is out there in the atmosphere. So you say some stuff that comes off as racist or against the Constitution or bigoted. Lance J. supports your right to say those things and will defend your right to say those things with his life, but you might lose your job. Anyway, I'm watching this debate, and you see the clips on the gram. They show these short 45-second clips. It doesn't really give any show justice. So I watched the entire debate, and I found it to be very interesting. Now, this is not a political show. We talk about how politics impacts healthcare, but it's really a healthcare show and a leadership show, a business-based show. I like talking about healthcare. I like talking about executive leadership. I like bringing in individuals like Janelle, Isaac Palmer to talk about clinical operations and P&L ownership, all of that stuff. Politics impacts healthcare. Votes count. Policies count. I actually have in the next segment, I have Mark Pensley coming in. Mark Pensley is running for Congress up in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, which is a very important congressional seat in midterm elections. And he's going to come in and chop it up with your boy. And I'm not going to get into, there are some things that jumped off the page with the debates. So basically it's a round robin. It's literally a cluster bleep. We have 20 people sitting around Mehdi Hasan, and there's a timer, and they throw out a topic, and whoever gets to the table first got a one-on-one debate. And they have a discussion. They could get voted in or out. It's an interesting and compelling platform. I think it's kind of clickbait to an extent. Having Mehdi Hasan because a seasoned debate expert truly understands the Constitution and has been in those battles on many of these elite talk shows and podcasts. Having him go up against a bunch of kids is kind of funny. If you listen to this franchise and the Lance Day Radio Network, you know that I'm obsessed with Breaking Bad. And in season six of Breaking Bad, after Walter White Heisenberg has killed Gus Fring and taken over the crystal meth empire, so he's slinging that blue crystal, the Azul. He meets with the other drug dealers, the competition out in Phoenix. I think the guy's name was Declan. And he's meeting with them. And he basically says, he's like, hey, you guys should stop selling your meth and you should come cook. You should come work for me, not cook for me. You should come work for me. And he says, hey, what I produce is 99% pure. What you produce is some tepid off-brand product. Comparing me to you is like comparing grade school T-ball to the New York Yankees. And that's the type of debate this was. These young people are not prepared. The American school system, I'm not gonna bang on our country and on our policies, but let's just say that Americans, our school systems are not cranking out people to really truly understand history or mathematics. We're not very high up the ladder when it comes to education. We're getting lapped by other countries and other cultures, and that's not Lance J's opinion. Those are facts that can be researched. But him beating up on these young people, these young conservatives, it was interesting. But what jumped off the page, because I don't really get into what your beliefs are and try to debate you. I'm not going to spend a lot of time debating you about what you think. This show exists really to put the issues out to the culture, my community, my people, my tribe, my clique, my gang. And I just want people to be educated. And you vote based on your education. You should be in a situation where you vote for what benefits you. So I talk about Medicare. I talk about Medicaid. I talk about the ACA. I love talking about also in healthcare if you're trying to move up in your career. And so that you're not taken advantage of by some boss that's stepping on your face to get his or her next promotion. And that's my lane. I'm not going to get in the political lane and tell you what you should think about politics. But what jumped off the page, and paralleling with healthcare, what jumped off the page when I watched this entire interview is the anger that 23, 24-year-olds have. These are young people that are just out of college. When I was 23, 24 years old, all I cared about was playing basketball, working, making as much money as I could, getting a nice car. This is when I was single, spending as much time with beautiful women as I possibly could. A perfect week for me was whipping my Volkswagen Passat, hanging out with a couple of lovely ladies, and playing basketball every Wednesday night and Sunday morning. And that's all I cared about. These young people are angry. These young people are ferocious. These young people are pissed the bleep off. And that's interesting. You have people that are identifying as a fascist, people calling for a dictatorship, just angry, angry at immigrants, angry at college tuition, angry at cost, angry at inflation. And that's what jumped off to me. Because when it comes to healthcare, I think that we forget that this young generation coming up, they have a different perspective on the world. They think different than us. Life is different for them. It's not baby boomers. You bought a house, you spent 25 grand on the house, you sell the house for 300 grand. Years later, use that to go and buy a house in Florida somewhere and pay it in cash. Didn't have the student loans. My generation, the Gen Xers, millennials, yeah, student loans, homeownership is attainable, but difficult. But nowadays, these youngins out there, I almost tripped up and said something I'm not supposed to say on the air. These youngins out here, homeownership is not attainable for them. You can't buy a house with interest rates where they are. But an average house is like 400 racks. You're coming out of school making 45, 50K a year. What we're doing is not sustainable, and that's going to impact how people vote. That's going to impact expectations. That's going to impact healthcare long term. The political landscape, You have baby boomers that are getting older, less active, perishing. And this young group coming up, Gen Z, is going to be very interesting, because what resonates with them politically is not going to be what resonates with me politically, and definitely not what resonates with my parents and grandparents politically. We'll be back. More to Rubicon, Mark Pensley, after these messages.
The Rubicon in 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 Studios.
SiriusXM 141 ATR Voices is now airing both the Rubicon, our healthcare franchise, and the Lanch Day Radio Network, our sports and entertainment show hosted by yours truly, James Lewis. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always find us on Lanch Day Plus, where we podcast each segment of both shows.
Touch can mean so many things, even for people with moderate to severe eczema. Touch can make two feel like one, or simply be a helping hand. Dupixent can help you stay ahead of eczema as you welcome the feeling of touch. Dupixent helps block a key source of inflammation inside the body that can cause eczema to help heal your skin from within. Many adults saw 90% clearer skin. Some even achieved long-lasting clearer skin and fast itch relief after the first dose. Severe allergic reactions can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor of new or worsening eye problems like eye pain, vision changes, or blurred vision, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop asthma or other medicines without talking to your doctor. Dupixent, the number one prescribed biologic by dermatologists and allergists, helps you feel the heal. See the difference for yourself. Reach out to your eczema specialist today.